Well, shalom and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is show number 300 for June 22nd, 2015. Before we get to the special that I'm doing this evening in memory of the late great cantor Moshe Schulhoff, who died just 2 years ago this month, there are a few points that I would like to make. If you'll bear with me, you know I normally don't like to do much talking. But first of all, let me just remind those of you who live in the Teaneck, Englewood area that this coming Sunday evening on the 28th of June, I'll be giving a presentation at Congregation B'nai Yeshurun. That's at 641 West Englewood Avenue in Teaneck, New Jersey. That's Rabbi Prusansky's shul. It's at 7:30, and it's my Yesala's World presentation. So far, I've given it at 10 different venues, colleges, a lot of shuls, and I'm lined up to give it at many other venues, which I'll tell you about at some other time. Well, this is 300 just for this internet period in my life. 300, that's over 6 years. And I was thinking, what could I do that was special? And, well, I'm doing the Schulhoff special, but for the 300th, what's special is that I have a request to make of you. Many of you know my attitude about my collection, the thousands of recordings that I have as a collector. I decided many years ago that I had an obligation to share the music with you. And that's what I've been doing since 1977. I've never made a penny from any of these programs that I've been running. They're done from, let's say, labors of love, if you will. And I'm not asking you to contribute for this at all. I am asking that you contact one or two people or even more who you know love Chazanis and may not be listening to this program. My goal for doing the program and with my involvement with Cantor's World was to promote traditional Chazanis. I need your help. Surely you're listening on the computer right now. Surely you have on your address book, or you have certainly phone numbers where you can just very simply send a note saying, hey, listen, if you love Chazanis, go to www.charliebernhout.com and hit the archive. That's all I'm requesting. And you know what? If you do this, the program could double or triple its listenership. And you'll be helping me in my goal of promoting traditional Chazanis. So please, for the 300th, I'm just asking you to celebrate with me by sharing this music with others. Okay, enough about that. Let me just tell you very quickly about Israel. Of course, the first part of the trip was the biannual Chizuk, semiannual, twice a year Chizuk group that's run by AFSI. Typically, we went to Hebron, Ariel, Yitzhar, Itamar, the Golan, and the like. It was just a fantastic, fantastic trip, and I'd be happy to send any of you who are interested, a detailed write-up of our trip. But just know that it's just the most wonderful, unique trip that you can possibly have in going to Israel. A friend of mine offered me his apartment in Rehavia for a week in Yerushalayim, and it was a most, most delightful, delightful trip and a location. And I must say that it was most, most enjoyable. But I think one of the highlights of this particular trip were the two concerts that I attended. One was a concert in Tel Aviv at the Hechel HaTarbut, or the Old Man Auditorium in Tel Aviv. Ofer and Mordechai Sobel were gracious to give me a superb reception and seat, if you will. We had Chaim Adler, Simon Cohen, Zvi Weiss, Colin Shachat, and Shlomo Glick. And I have to tell you, this Zvi Weiss is absolutely just so wonderful. And of course, you know, I'm a great fan of Simon's and of Adler. Then last week, there was a Rosenblatt special at Har HaZeitim. This was outdoors, and Eli Yaffe also honored me with two wonderful, wonderful tickets for that outstanding concert. It was with Helfgott and Dov Heller. Now, it was freezing. It was about 50 degrees, and it was under really trying circumstances, but the concert was most delightful. I just want you to know that both Sobel and Yaffe had outstanding orchestras and choirs that are so unique to Israel. 30-man choirs, absolutely outstanding. I had the pleasure of giving my Yesler World presentation for the second time in Yerushalayim. This was before a group called Americans and Canadians Living in Israel. And I was so pleased to see my friend Rabbi Wasserman, David Olivestone, and Chaim Maltz come to that presentation. Many of you know that when I was in Israel in March, I gave the same presentation at the OU, and it was great meeting old friends there. And then to top it off, Shabbos at the Great Synagogue with Chaim Adler, and I was given an honor with Peticha, opening and closing the curtain of the Ark, and I most appreciative for that honor. So there was a lot going on with Chazanis, and I want to get right now to Moshe Schulhoff. It's hard to believe that he's gone these 2 years. I attended his last concert in New Rochelle, and it was a few months before he passed away, and he was quite ill at the time, but he was absolutely wonderful. He just, even though he was so ill, he pulled it off wonderfully. So let me just tell you a little bit about Cantor Moshe Schulhoff. He died at the age of 66 in his Aventura home. He was born in New York City and learned to sing in seven different languages, and eventually decided to follow in the spiritual path of his father, who was a rabbi, and his grandfather, who was a cantor. He studied cantorial singing and opera in New York and Montreal conservatories, and he held cantorial positions in Montreal, Los Angeles, and Miami, as well as the Fan Concord Hotel in New York. He also spent many years in Aventura, among other among other venues, and he was Aventura Turnberry Jewish Center from 1996 to 2005. He also performed with the Israeli Philharmonic, Jerusalem Symphony, and other great orchestras throughout the world. Was called in 1988, he was called upon by Chaim Wiener, who ran the American Society for the Advancement of Cantoral Art, to be one of the representatives of the American Cantorate in a series of spectacular and historic concerts in the then Soviet Union, Romania, and Poland. As a guest of the respective governments, he brought Jewish music and hope to those long-forsaken communities. His tour of Poland was covered by CBS and was shown in the United States on Sunday morning with Charles Kuralt. The Society awarded him their gold medal and gave him the designation of Master Cantor. When he passed away, one of the comments in the papers by Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky, my partner in Cantor's World, here's a quote: "A dark cloud has descended on the world of Chazanis as we mourn the passing of one of the greatest cantors of our generation." That was Benny Rogoznitsky, and a quote in one of the papers. And in perhaps his last performance, Schulhoff performed at Congregation Anshei Sholom in New Rochelle on March 10th, 2013. Well, as I mentioned, that was the concert that I had attended. That was his last concert. And it was Benzion Miller, Yanky Lemmer, and Schulhoff. This was a comment by Lemmer: "He was extremely weak, yet amazingly strong at heart. he sang Rosenblatt's Tal and added his own composition for the final two verses. Those were sung with such gusto and emotion, wrought with feeling, as if he knew it would be his final mark. To me, this is Yankee Lemmer, one of the most outstanding things about him was his diverse compositional powers. From a haunting atonal Kale Mole at a concentration camp, to the most flourishing melodic structures, he mastered them all. So those were just some comments at the time of his death. I attended his levaya and was at the cemetery for the burial. There'll be more comments about Schulhoff, commentaries about two of his papers that he wrote. One was Put Cantors Back Where They Belong, and the other, which I'll just be discussing briefly later on, was Nusach HaTefila, A Unifying Force in Judaism. Okay, so let's get right to this memorial for the late great cantor Moshe Schulhoff. Will begin with Ad Hainor.
Lechol sichra וכל קומו לפניך צי שדרך וכל הלבוב עושים רעוך וכל הקר וכל לא יוסיז אמרו לי שמך כתובר שכוסו כל עצמו ישראל תאמר לא תאמר אינו
Yeah.
Schaden komm und ich habe ich komm und ich frohe komm und ich warre ich schön von ich ja allen komm und ich habe ich komm und ich frohe komm. Allen komm und ich habe ich komm und ich
many chazanim that can really pull that one off. I cringe sometimes when I go to a concert and I hear a young cantor who tackles that, and they try. They really shouldn't be trying that one. That's very special. Only a very few can do justice to that particular selection. It's a composition by Yossel Rosenblatt. It's from the Shabbos and Festival Morning Prayers. By the way, Moshe Shulhoff's teacher was David Kusevitsky, just as a matter of record. We'll next be hearing Halabein Chato'enu. This is from the Slichus Penitential Prayers, and it's as sung by Mordechai Hirschman and Gershon Sirota. So let's hear the wonderful Moshe Shulhoff with Halabein Chato'enu.
Chatzemer kemo shekosu. Set off. alle non mai in teori. Ma in teori vetare
Chatoenu. Next, Kavar Chorus, a composition also by Yosler Rosenblatt. It's from the High Holiday Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Musaf prayers. As a shepherd musters his sheep and causes them to pass beneath his staff, so do thou pass and record, count, and visit every living soul, appointing that measure of every creature's life and decreeing its destiny, that's Kvar Chorus, Schulhoff.
Kvar Chorus, Roedro,
Zozo the Shabbos is next. Mysteries of the Sabbath. This was made famous by Pierre Pinchuk, and it's from the Shabbos Friday night Shabbos service according to the Sephardic custom. The text is in Aramaic, and it is taken from the book of the Zohar, the Kabbalah, the Mysteries of the Shabbos. This is an arrangement by Moshe Shulhoff. And there's a violin solo by Misha Gutenberg on this particular recording. Let's hear great Moshe.
Kucho brichu echot Lehei lo leosiv al kuriso yodi korei Nisa vidas beruzu di echot Ki gavno di lei Lemevei echot epei Sayer kiro kadisho de ho yesoge das kurisayo yakiro kadisho beruzu de ho mista kun Rose de Shabbos. Ciale das mis parchas mis citruachro Cada ire chavesu Ise iare daus Vise pare chaus Mis citruachro Cada ire chavesu Dein Schaps ist jach, das ist Parschas, nicht Kruachra. Bechale dihin, in mis so priminio. Bechale dihin, in mis so priminio. Vehisht, juras bichidu den hiru kadisho. Vehisht juras bichidu den hiru kadisho. Vehisht juras bichidu den hiru kadisho.
Years back, cantor Moshe Shulhoff wrote an article, Put Cantors Back Where They Belong. I'm just going to quote a little bit from that particular article. He goes to discuss the halachic requirement of having a chazan. He says, it's not exactly a secret that the Orthodox rabbinate, particularly the RCA, uses its influence on its congregants regarding chazanim, with the result that few Orthodox shuls still employ professional shlichei tzibur. He points to a halacha in Simon 53:24. It says, a community that needs to hire a Rav and a Chazan and has the funds to engage only one, if the Rav is an outstanding Gadol in Torah and Halacha, he is to be hired. Otherwise, the Chazan is first. By the way, for years, there's a good friend of mine who is particularly prestigious in the world of Chazanus, and he has been preaching the idea of having shuls with no rabbis, just cantors. And it was an interesting thought. But later on in the article, though the Chazan has been marginalized and even scorned since the Holocaust, Chazanus still lives on in the hearts of many. There has been something of a reawakening in recent years with Chazanus concerts showing a newfound popularity. In Israel, this renaissance began with a number of years ago and is now in full swing. Chazanus concerts with major symphony orchestras are held in the country's largest halls. I am privileged to regularly participate in them. Chazanim are invited to daven for special occasions. Yes, Chazanus rings loud today in Israel, and here in America, interest is growing. Credit is due the Chazanim, who have persisted against all odds, and the visionary efforts of people like Chaim Wiener, Charlie Bernhout, yours truly, cantors Benny Rogoznitsky and Binyamin Siller, and other like-minded individuals. Concerts, however, serve only to give people a taste of the beauty of this heritage. A Chazan's real calling lies not in giving concerts, but in being a shliach tzibur, in being mispalel for Klal Yisrael, and inspiring members of the congregation to pray with all their hearts. Some may argue that Chazanim themselves are responsible for being phased out. Indeed, in some cases, Chazanim led less than exemplary personal lives and turned davening into endlessly drawn-out performances. We should not, however, throw out the baby with the dirty bathwater. It is time for Chazanim, who are Yirei Shemayim, to be back where they belong, at the center of the service in our Orthodox shuls. This is an article, just a part of an article that Schulhoff wrote, Put Cantors Back Where They Belong. We're next going to hear Tihir Rabbi Yishmuel, a composition by Kvartin, arranged by Mordechai Sobel. It's from the Martyrology in Yom Kippur Musaf service. So let's hear Tihir Rabbi Yishmuel.
Shmuel atzmoi vehizkir vehizkir es Hashem besiru
Yeah. σωμάτι με αχώρια παρηγόν. Σωμάτι με αχωρέα παρκόντ. Κι βεζόης, κι βεζόης ατέμεν ηλεκάνη.
Esor Einai, this is Psalm 121, a song of ascents. I raise my eyes to the mountain, whence will come my help? My help is from Hashem, maker of heaven and earth. This is a composition by Mordechai Yardeni, as sung by Moshe Kusevitsky. Let's hear again Moshe Shulhoff with Esor Einai.
Hey. ne horim ne ai ne io voi esseri esseri me gli masce se chamai vorrets alit la moite raglejo alit no me soy me rejo Shalan, shoem meir en Yisroel. In el ayonon. Velo yishan, shoem meir
Thank you.
Well, this is the end of the first hour of a special dedicated to the memory of the late, great cantor Moshe Schulhoff, who passed away 2 years ago this month. Stay tuned for more of this wonderful, wonderful cantor, Moshe Schulhoff. Thank you for joining with me.